Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Sherry Robertson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. And now, play ball. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Moss settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Moss. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spence moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spence moves to third. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Judnick moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Hitchcock scores. Moss moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moss scores. Fannin moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Fannin moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-1 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fannin scores. Dillinger scores. Coleman moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Fannin covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fannin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Fannin reaches second base with a double. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moss scoops up the ball and tags Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lehner strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Browns. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Spence reaches second base with a double. Vernon moves to third. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Grace pinch hits for Mickey Hefner. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lewis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.